Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
It's the founder and CEO of Trajan Wealth, Jeff Jr., who has spent a couple of decades in the financial services profession, helping people in or nearing retirement. Jeff, good morning to you. I'd like to get your take on what Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee said yesterday. He said there will be a lot of interest rate cuts over the next year if economic conditions continue as they are. Is that how you see it?
Good morning, Bob. Nice to be with you. Yeah, the market is anticipating 200 basis point cut through 2005. So 200 basis points is 2%. They've already cut a half a point, so I do anticipate it keeps on that they keep on cutting. Now, that's assuming inflation comes out the where they want it to be.
The interest rate cuts are starting, but I saw that the 10-year treasury rate is rising. So I guess the Fed can only do so much to lower the overall U.S. interest rates, right? You want to, because that was a headline that kind of confused me when I said key rate up after Fed cut.
Sure is early to get a little technical.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm pretending to know what I'm talking about here.
No, the Fed only cuts short-term interest rates. So we have what's called an inverted yield curve, and an inverted yield curve often signals a recession. So we'll see if it's different this time. But that's why you have the long rates are higher than the short rates, because the Fed only can cut the short term.
And with inflation falling and the Fed cut now, people are talking about these small cap stocks. Is mm-hmm. this a good time to invest in small cap now because of what's going on?
Well, small caps are a beneficiary of low interest rates, and that's because small caps or small companies are really dependent on debt. They have to raise money via taking loans. And if they're able to take a loan at a much cheaper rate, they're able to take more loans and build their company. So, yes, it could be a good time to invest in small caps. But also, there's a lot on the horizon. I wouldn't say just go into small caps now, because what if interest rates don't actually come down? What if there's another pandemic? It's really a matter of making sure that your risk tolerance aligns with what you're getting into. It's not time to throw a caution to the wind and buy a bunch of small caps, mm-hmm. even though they have underperformed their large caps in recent years. Mm-hmm. So it could be a very good time, but still be cautious.
Is all of this political stuff, the election, already kind of baked into what the market's been doing? Because I know that the markets do not like uncertainty, and certainly we're in a season mm-hmm. of uncertainty right now.
Yeah, the markets definitely don't like uncertainty, especially with policy, you know, potential policy provisions on the horizon. But what I'd say is the market is resilient. The market has performed very well under Democrats. The market has performed very well under Republicans. Don't let the political elections interfere with your long-term investing, however. That's a big mistake. I've literally seen people who disagree with the administration, and then they're completely out of the market, only to be left way behind.
Mm-hmm.
So
when you're advising clients, do you tell them to kind of basically ignore the daily headlines and think more long term?
Ignore the noise. That's mm-hmm. exactly right.
Mm-hmm. And we mentioned you're with Trajan Wealth. That's a fiduciary. And I think a lot of people don't know what a fiduciary is. And maybe it'd be nice to talk for a minute about why it's not a bad idea to have a financial advisor who's a fiduciary.
Yeah, a fiduciary is it's kind of a tongue twister, but a fiduciary is a financial advisor per license that has the obligation to put your best interest first. And a lot of people think it would stand to reason that anytime I work with a financial advisor, it's their job to put my best interest first. But unfortunately, that's not the case. Most financial advisors are licensed as brokers, and a broker is in the business to sell you something.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes when you get sold something, you might not ever hear from that financial advisor, and that's because they were paid an upfront commission or an upfront bonus, and their growth isn't dependent on your growth. And a fiduciary, which Trajan Wealth is, is incentivized to make you money. Ultimately, the more money you make, the more money that we make. So it's a long-term lasting relationship where your investments will change with your life to benefit the client.
Win-win. Sounds good. One more thing about what happened earlier today with U.S. Futures and European stocks advancing after stimulus measures from China. How did that affect us, and will that continue to be something that moves the markets here?
Anytime the government gives a stimulus, they're giving free money away. So it's going to benefit you in the short term. But what it does long term is really unknown. If you look at the size of the U.S. debt as an example, we're reaching $40 trillion in debt. How that's going to play out is hard to say. Short term, it's going to benefit, yes. But long term, it's hard to say.
Jeff Jr., founder and CEO of Trajan Wealth. Appreciate the money talk early. Thank you, Jeff. Have a good day.
Thank you, Bob. You too.